Welcome, listeners, to Astronomy Daily, the podcast, your daily guide to the cosmos. Today, we're embarking on a celestial adventure, exploring a realm that stretches far beyond our earthly confines. From the unveiling of a groundbreaking observatory to innovative scientific missions that push the boundaries of our understanding, there's much to uncover. So join us as we navigate through some fascinating astronomical developments and insights from across the globe. Prepare to be amazed because the universe has stories to tell, and we're here to bring them right to your ears. Let's begin our journey through the stars.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.
Perched precariously at the zenith of scientific endeavor and altitude, we find the groundbreaking TAO, or the University of Tokyo Atacama Observatory, now marking its place as the world's highest astronomical observatory. With its eyepiece piercing the skies from Chile's ethereal Atacama Desert, TAO's ambition reaches as far into the cosmos as its home reaches toward the heavens, standing at a monumental 5,640 meters above sea level. Astronomers now have access to a clarity of vision unmatched by any other ground-based telescope, offering a fresh perspective on how planets form, how galaxies evolve, and even the mysteries surrounding the dawn of the universe itself. The location is no mere feat of geographic novelty. The arid, rarefied air and the significantly reduced atmospheric moisture at this altitude provide an exceptional environment for infrared astronomy, an essential tool to observe stellar nurseries where new worlds are birthed. The journey to this point has been nothing short of an odyssey, involving 26 painstaking years of planning and challenges that transcend mere engineering. The TAO project embodies a true synthesis of international collaboration, engaging with indigenous communities, local and national governments, and health and safety to ensure that the ambitious venture respects both human livelihood and scientific pursuit. It is here where Professor Takashi Miyata envisions unearthing the hidden narratives of countless galaxies, utilizing cutting-edge instruments like the Simultaneous Color Wide-Field Infrared Multi-Object Spectrograph, or SWIMS, to streamline our understanding of these cosmic constructs. The clarity provided by TAO's privileged vantage point allows us to observe the universe's ballet more closely, refining our grasp on the life cycle of stars and the intricate dance of the galaxies they inhabit. With the operational commencement of the TAO, a portal has been opened for the seasoned academic and the bright-eyed student astronomer alike. For the diligent researchers developing bespoke instruments specific to their inquiries, TAO is not merely a tool, but a canvas on which the mysteries of the universe might finally be etched into the ledger of human comprehension. Looking forward, it is the silent promise of TAO that excites the yet-to-be-discovered phenomena and the theories waiting to be birthed from its observations. As young astronomers peer through this eye of the world, high above the desolate stretches of the Atacama, humanity's comprehension of the cosmos will be forever sharpened on the altitude of endeavor and the edges of a dream made reality. In a historic cooperative venture, the European Space Agency has joined forces with the Chinese Academy of Sciences for a mission audaciously named SMILE, an acronym for Solar Wind Magnetosphere Ionosphere Link Explorer. Aimed at unraveling the complex dynamics of solar winds, SMILE stands as a feather in the cap of European space endeavors. With eyes set on the late 2025 horizon, a Vega C rocket from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana has been carefully selected for this mission, showcasing Europe's burgeoning capabilities in space access. The choice of the Vega C, known for its adaptability and precision, underscores the critical nature of the SMILE mission's objectives. This mission is poised to significantly advance our understanding of the interactions between solar wind and Earth's magnetosphere, with a particular focus on the impact these interactions have on our terrestrial environment. It's a mission fundamental to deepening our knowledge of space weather and how it affects not only our planet's natural systems, but also our technologies, communication networks, and even astronaut safety. SMILE will embark on its journey into a highly elliptical orbit, perfect for continuous observation and monitoring of solar wind phenomena. By harnessing novel imaging technologies that span the spectrum from X-ray to ultraviolet, the mission promises to deliver tantalizing new views of the magnetosphere and the breathtaking auroras. What sets SMILE apart is not only its ambitious scientific goals, but also its nature as the first comprehensive space science collaboration between ESA and China. It marks a new chapter in global space exploration, where international cooperation paves the way for groundbreaking scientific achievement. The SMILE mission thus encapsulates a blend of international partnership, technological prowess, and a thirst for knowledge that is the hallmark of human exploration. As we look to the skies, preparations gain momentum, and the promise of a deeper understanding of our solar system awaits. Stepping back in time to the era when the space race captured the world's imagination, the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force proudly unveils its latest exhibit, Mercury Atlas 9, a towering symbol of America's venture into the unknown beyond our atmosphere. This replica of the famed rocket now stands erect amidst the giants of aerospace history. Visitors are invited to gaze upon the intricate craft that once carried astronaut Gordon Cooper into orbit, encapsulating the tension, ambition, and hope of early spaceflight. On May 15, 1963, atop the original Mercury Atlas 9, Gordon Cooper orbited our planet 22 times, etching his name into the annals of history as the last NASA astronaut to complete a solo orbital mission. His spacecraft, dubbed Faith 7, was an emblem of human perseverance and technological innovation, transcending Earth's gravitational pull and delivering dreams into the cosmos. The exhibit captures the essence of that momentous journey, preserving the spirit of an era that furthered our reach into the stars. Now resting among a collection that charts the evolution of missiles and rockets, Mercury Atlas 9 serves as a gateway to past glories and a source of inspiration for future endeavors. The museum's new addition not only commemorates the brave soul who piloted through the silence of space, but also fosters an enduring fascination with the great beyond, beckoning visitors to reflect on our collective journey through the vastness of space and time.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.
As scientists continuously strive to understand the ever-expanding mysteries of our universe, sometimes the journey of discovery doesn't require a spacecraft, but rather a return to one of the earliest methods of high-altitude exploration. In an upcoming and exciting venture, NASA turns to the skies above Sweden to launch a series of long-duration scientific balloons. From the Swedish Space Corporation's Esrange Space Center, located in the serene expanses north of the Arctic Circle, these balloons are not your standard party fare. Picture this: towering, stadium-sized structures soaring to the edge of space with missions that will take our research capabilities to new heights. Mid-May marks the start of NASA's 2024 Sweden long-duration scientific balloon campaign, leveraging the near-constant sunlight of the polar summer for uninterrupted observation. These zero-pressure giants will carry a suite of scientific payloads, dedicating many days, even months, to gather valuable data as they gracefully traverse the stratosphere from Sweden to Canada. But what kind of scientific cargo warrants such an extraordinary expedition? One of the primary missions is Helix, the high-energy light isotope experiment. Beyond its catchy name, Helix poses a powerful magnet to scrutinize the flux of cosmic ray isotopes, information crucial to understanding the life cycles of the very particles that travel through our galaxy. Then there is BOOMS, the balloon observation of microburst scales, with its visionary X-ray eyes set to reveal the transient bursts of energetic electrons above the polar atmosphere. The Sunrise 3 Solar Observatory takes ambitions sky high with high-resolution tools to analyze the magnetic fields, temperatures, and motions within our sun's vibrant corona. And let us not forget Excalibur, eager with its telescopic lens poised to unravel the X-ray emissions from the enigmatic black holes and neutron stars scattered across our cosmos. These missions are but a snapshot of the campaign's potential, with several smaller piggyback missions adding to the trove of science. From studying the structures of organic dust to the potential for printed organs, the goals are as diverse as they are profound. Each balloon's flight not only sheds light on the mysteries of the universe, but also serves as an aerial platform that challenges our ingenuity and thrives on collaboration. As we await the ascent of these behemoths of science, we are reminded of the power of partnership and the enduring human quest for knowledge. From the great expanse of Swedish skies, these balloons are ready to capture snapshots of nature's grand tapestry, allowing us to unravel thread by thread the very fabric of the universe. At the 2024 FIRST Robotics World Championships, NASA was present in full force, a true testament to their commitment to pave the path for future innovation. Their presence went beyond mere participation. They stood there as emblems of a pioneering spirit that fuels the drive for new technologies. Here, amongst the whir of motors and gleam of metal, NASA's displayed technologies are not just for show, but are manifestations of their mission to inspire. They brought to the fore advancements that could shape the future of space exploration, robotics, and beyond. The championships were a gathering of brilliant young minds from around the globe, each bringing their own unique approach to problem solving and engineering. It's here that NASA sees the reflection of their own values, a relentless pursuit of knowledge, and an unwavering desire to explore the unknown. By engaging with the enthusiastic competitors at the championships, NASA is nurturing a new generation of creators, thinkers, and explorers. These are the individuals who will one day lead us to new frontiers, possibly even those beyond the skies that currently limit us. As the competitions roared with excitement and collaboration, NASA's exhibitions stood as a beacon of what's possible when we dare to combine curiosity with science. This is not just a competition, it is a celebration of human ingenuity, a reminder that the journey of discovery is an ongoing saga, and everyone, especially the youth, is invited to be a part of it. The International Space Station, our home in the heavens, has been a hive of activity during the month of April, abuzz with science and the comings and goings of astronauts and cargo ships. April was marked by significant movement on the ISS, with the departure of the Soyuz MS-24 trimming the station's population from 10 residents to 7. This marked the beginning of Expedition 71, seeing astronauts and cosmonauts from around the globe continue humanity's enduring presence in orbit. A diverse assortment of scientific endeavors has kept the crew busy. Experiments ranged from producing perfect optical fibers, potentially revolutionizing communications on Earth, to the biofabrication facility's 3D printing of heart tissues, a step that hints at a future where organs could be printed on demand. Human physiology and microgravity remained a central study point this month. The astronauts contributed to the CIPHER project, which investigates human health in space from eye function to blood pressure, aiming to prepare us for even more extended stays off our planet. The eyes of the crew, both literally and through the lens of optical equipment, have turned to the stars. The crew performed detailed eye scans exploring spaceflight-associated neuroocular syndrome, also known as SANS. This holds implications for maintaining astronaut health on lengthy missions to Mars or other celestial bodies. And let's not forget the extravehicular activities. Grand spacewalks saw Russian cosmonauts venture outside the station to conduct vital maintenance and deployment tasks. This kind of work is essential in keeping the ISS functioning as the modern marvel it is, a testimony to international cooperation and human ingenuity in the face of outer space's vast unknowns. In the spirit of such cooperation, we saw the first fully collaborative space science venture between ESA and China, SMILE, etch closer to its spaceborne voyage. Furthermore, the anticipation grew for the upcoming Crew 8 mission adjustments, which will welcome Boeing's CST-100 Starliner spacecraft, an exciting development in commercial spaceflight. The cosmos doesn't just inspire awe. It challenges us to learn, adapt, and overcome. And as our astronauts gaze upon Earth from the heavens, they remind us of our shared humanity and the path toward a future amid the stars. That, dear listeners, is the latest from the International Space Station, our beacon of scientific progression and a testament to what we can achieve together in space. Thank you for joining us on today's Cosmic Journey. It's been a pleasure sharing the latest awe-inspiring developments in astronomy and space exploration with you. For more space news and to relive past episodes, be sure to visit our website at astronomydaily.io. And don't forget, you can keep up with all the celestial happenings and get your daily dose of the cosmos by following us for updates on X at Astro Daily Pod. Until next time, this is Anna signing off, reminding you to keep looking up and stay curious about the wonders of the universe.